So tell us a bit about Prader-Willi syndrome and how you learned that Sophia had it.
It's a rare genetic disorder, and we found out when Sophia was about 13 days old. She was in intensive care when she was first born, and we had left intensive care at 11 days, come back a few days later for an appointment, and some of the results had come back and they confirmed that it was Prader-Willi syndrome.
How did you feel? Did you know anything about this condition?
I had probably googled everything due to her symptoms, so I think I'd came across it briefly, but I never knew what it was. It's only since her diagnosis that I've begun to understand what it is.
What were her symptoms?
She was very floppy at birth. She never moved for days at first. Doctors couldn't understand why. They put it down to an infection that she had at birth. But because she didn't recover from it the way they expected, that's why she then had further testing. Just very, very floppy, low muscle tone, which is included in it, and poor feeding, which then meant that she had to have the tube fitted.
How did you feel when she was diagnosed with that?
I think when we had the diagnosis, it was a bit of a relief because we could then start dealing with the problem where it was. It's the not known that's the harder bit. So when we found out, you know, it meant we could educate ourselves on it and we could deal with it. It was known that she would have a life. We didn't know when she was lying in intensive care. They told us that they don't know if she would ever walk or talk. So knowing that she would have a life was better than what we expected in the beginning. So we were, like I said, it's a shock, but we were happy that we could deal with it.
And how's it affected you as a family?
I think at first it was upsetting, but now it's just became the norm. It's just slightly changed things a bit, but with the way you deal with everything else, we've just overcame it now, and it's just going to be part of our lives, and we've explained it to the kids, and they're absolutely fine with it as well. We've started learning sign language in case when it comes to communicating that they can communicate with her if she can't speak at first, so everything's been great. We've just taken it in my stride, really, to be honest.
And tell me a bit about the charity that you're raising money for and how they've helped you.
It's the Prader-Willi Association. They help families in the whole of the UK with anything at all, any bit of advice that you need, any fundraising that you're going to do. They set up a lot of meetings and stuff for families to go to. Just general support for families and getting in touch with other families and just a big network of support, really.
Tell me how they introduced you to a local family.
They just let us know. It was quite lucky. We had found out through mutual friends and stuff about a local family, but they had said to us, there's a local family, would you like us to give your details and get you in touch? Luckily enough, that had already happened, but for people who haven't got that, it's fantastic because having another family there is good to have the support.
And how do you feel about Sophia? You're coping well just now, but when she gets a bit older and it starts to maybe manifest itself in her in other ways, how do you think you'll feel then?
I think it's hard to tell because people say just now you're doing fantastic and I just feel I'm doing what any other mum would do, so I don't feel like it's something that anybody can do any better than anyone else. I think again we'll just need to take it more stride and see how we go, but I think we'll manage absolutely fine. Obviously it's scary to think of what it might be, but like I said, they can all be dealt with when we come to it.
And the charity, tell us what kind of things that money will buy, the money raised, or what it will do.
It will help Prader-Willi Association to help other families just in the way that they have us. Any time that we've got any kind of question regarding Prader-Willi, you pick up the phone and it's fantastic because they know who you are straight away. I had only phoned once before and I phoned up again and they had said to me, oh, your daughter's beautiful, we were just looking at her pictures on Facebook this morning, and you know, they take the time to understand who you are.
And what would you say to a young family like yourselves who maybe just finding out that their child has this condition or maybe has the same symptoms that Sophia had?
I'd say that getting in touch with other people that are going through the same thing is the best thing you can do. The people who understand you more than anybody at all is the people that are there, and if there's any symptoms and they feel that they should get it checked out, go to a doctor, don't, you know, persevere, ask for every test possible, and make sure they do it. But I mean, the hospital were fantastic. They did do every single test. They ruled out everything, which is why we got the diagnosis anyway. Thank you very much to everybody who's been there to support us, all our friends, family and the community. It's been fantastic. Due to the fundraising, we've had loads of people offering every bit of support.